Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into episode 586 of the Overseas Connection podcast. Today is July 5th, 2020. This is the, of course, day after our celebration of saying to the then British Empire, get the fuck out. Also, this podcast brought to you by LaCroix Sparkling Water, the worst thing you could possibly put in your mouth to drink. I'm your host, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. We have joining us today a cavalcade of characters. First, starting with Mr. Robin Tate, spinning the decks brilliantly.
Hello. Do you know what? It's not really a ginger-free zone. You know, gingers cause problems. It's a serious thing. So we would have been started exactly on time, apart from Ginger Mode. And Ginger Mode came into play very, very much tonight. So, you know, he was looking there going, I can't see anything. So that's maybe not politically correct for gingers, but I'm sorry. That's how they all talk. Hi, it's Robin Tate. I am in Ballymena. I am in Northern Ireland. I am here, and it's cool. It's wonderful. It's, you know, parts of me wish America would adopt me. I really do. Because I would love to have been,
Robin,
I would love to have been in America last year, or last year, no, it's last year, yesterday.
Let's face it, you are a part-time American. We have your American card on order.
Yeah, thank you.
So it'll happen. I think joining the podcast. Also, we have the lovely, slightly shorter-haired version, Miss Kim Woods.
Howdy, everybody. I'm also not drinking LaCroix, so, you know, slightly better than that. Yeah,
by the way,
welcome
that
from...
Bush yeah? beer, slightly better.
Well, it's no Michelob, but I got a case given to me for 4th of July, so I'm like, I don't want to be rude and not drink it, so, you know. And
fair
it's
enough.
It could be worse. It could be Keystone.
Oh, God, yes.
Ugh. God, yeah. So, yeah, that's it for me. So,
hey. Fun fact, everybody seems to love Heineken. That beer is ass.
Oh, right?
No, I don't like
right?
Heineken.
Disgusting. Yes.
What is that? Yeah. No, it's a bit rough and
skunk beer.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
Well, welcome to the show, Kim. And last Thank but you. Certainly actually least. we have the ginger one, the troublemaker, the man who every week seems like it's the first time he ever had a computer. Mr. Pete Chin joining the podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm the legit Chinny, and I cause all the problems. Yes. It wasn't that I couldn't see anything. It was I couldn't hear anything.
I love you, Pete, but will you turn your microphone down just a tad?
A skosh.
I'm having real tech issues with my PC.
Is that better? There's one little knob. It's right in front of you. Give it a wee tweak.
Do not play with that knob, Pete. That is not the knob we're talking about.
Started. It's too late.
Okay.
Oh,
dear. Hell. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
Yeah, here we go. All right. Well, this is the podcast. This is the Overseas Connection. We are a video game podcast. We talk about video games. We talk about life, too, though. Let's not fool ourselves. We talk about the comings and goings of the community and our lives. We do this every week. So look, if you want to watch us live, it's super easy. Sundays, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. on the East Coast, 3 p.m. in the Central Time Zone, because we have to remember our Central Time Zone friends. And of course, in the UK, it is always 9 p.m. because we respect the sleep of our UK brothers. So we make sure we do it nice and late, but we never change that time. We're on Twitch. We're on YouTube. Hey, we're also on Spotify. Thanks to Kim Woods. There's something new. Yeah. Didn't realize we weren't on Spotify all this time. I thought we were. Oops. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on all the other good places to be. But Spotify is the up-and-coming place. So we're hip. We're cool. Look, we have no birthdays that we're aware of. fuck you. We have the biggest birthday of all America. Happy birthday. Robin.
Okay, I'm sorry. American Marathon Anthem, okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
you. You know, that's true in so many ways. Thank you very much. Seriously, you know, only in America could you have Elvis Presley, Muhammad Ali, and all of those different characters from all backgrounds and races and creeds. It's a unbelievable. Maybe the UK, but, you know, very, quite similar that way. But in the world, it's such a free and wonderful place. So enjoy your wonderful freedom. Enjoy it. Embrace it.
We do. We embrace it. We embrace it big time last night. But before we get to that, just a real quick update. Oh, yeah. Our friend Gary Lieber. Want to just say, doing better. And so that's where we'll leave that at that. Doing better. Thumbs up. All the good prayers and wishes went to getting him to be healthier.
For sure. All right.
Yeah, I was going to say sure. Where do we want to go from here?
Calendar.
Robin, I think we should go to story time first, then calendar.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Damn priorities, man, huh?
Brought to you by LaCroix, the worst thing you can drink. I keep drinking it. It is horrible, but I just like having
a
drink.
Just keep hoping. You know.
My sister, you know, I should have known. My sister brought this stupid ass drink for the party a few weeks back for my mom's 80th birthday, and it's sparkling water. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking at first it was kind of like the Truly ones that have a little bit of alcohol, so at least there's somewhat of a reason to drink them. No, it's just sparkling water. It's the god worst awful thing you could. Yeah. Anyway, I feel the
same way about, was it bubbly? Yeah. Ooh, gross.
It was boobly.
No.
It was boobly.
Right. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah. So I put a little bit of margarita mix into this to try and help it.
Works for everything.
No.
Put tequila and be done with it.
It didn't. No, the tequila would have helped more.
Yeah. <see? laughs> Throw away the can, drink the tequila. You'd have been fine.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Throw away the gun, keep the cannoli. Yep.
Anyway, all right, look, I'm going to lead things off. We're going to talk about July 4th. Kim, you and I, we celebrated our country's, I think it's 240th birthday, something like that, somewhere in there. So we did it here in traditional fashion. We had a barbecue. We had a bunch of fireworks that we went out to our front driveway. We lined them up and we started lighting them off. So it was that your similar experience, Kim? What did you guys do to celebrate?
Yeah, well, we have a restaurant up the road, and every year for as long as I can remember, and I'm 41 now, they've had a gigantic fireworks display. And so when my grandpa lived here, we come up, we watch it. Well, Friday night they had the fireworks display, so we had the family over, and there was booze and fireworks. And it was funny because a state trooper stopped by and wanted to know if he could park across from our driveway, because he wanted to make sure people slowed down and didn't just like run through here. So that was kind of interesting, and we had to throw some people off because they pulled in, and I don't know, they pulled in thinking apparently we were a campground and thought they could park here for the night. And I'm like, no. And that's like, well, you know, if they wanted to watch the fireworks, if they would have just asked, it would have been fine. But so we had to run them off. But yeah, we did the same thing. We barbecued and there was fireworks, and yeah.
All right. Now some thought for next year, Kim. If that's the thing, if people mistakenly think that it might be a little spot, they could start charging $20 to park
right?
the car.
We were talking about that. So it was funny. I made my big old brother-in-law, he's like 6'6". I made him go run him off.
Yeah. Well, then you could afford Miller Lite, not Busch Light.
Right. Just exactly. There you go. Although I don't like Miller Lite either. So.
So we had our little fireworks show. I went to the TNT fireworks display stand and I bought like $140 worth of fireworks, and that was great. A lot of fun. But all around us, apparently our neighbors invest in like highly illegal fireworks. It looked like a freaking stadium. Yeah. We had like big things bursting up and almost to the point where you're like, maybe this isn't exactly safe at this point. You know, it's the proximity of it all. So
Welcome to Missouri. That's what we do.
Ironically, one of my neighbors, they're from Missouri. Mm-hmm. He goes back to Missouri and buys all the shit from there and then brings it back here. So
it's legal all year round.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it was a fun night. And then I kicked my parents out as early as possible this morning after giving. I gave them breakfast.
Well, bacon, there you go.
Bacon, Pete, eggs.
Pete, isn't it cool? Isn't it cool that they do this? In the UK, we really don't have a celebrate We're British Day, which is kind of it's a celebrate We're Americans Day. I know there's VE Day and commemorate things stuff got there, you know, but there's not a really patriot. I'm British through and through. I'm a patriot. You know, that's a good thing they do. Yeah, I think it's brilliant.
You say that just the 4th was a big day for us. This time around with pubs opening.
That's true.
Yeah.
Happy pub day.
Yeah, that's what they did. Yeah, 4th of July was independence for lots of people that decided to go out and hug last night. And poor old Boris Johnson, love him or hate him, he said, please go out and be sensible. Were people sensible? No. You can't blame Boris within 2 weeks you were fucking sick, you silly twats. I love the 4th of July. Everybody up around me, you know, all the kids, we all knew it. We had wee little flags flying. We had good fun. I watched the wonderful big thing at Mount Rushmore, which was fantastic, and all the flyovers by the Blue Angels and the stealth bombers and the jets. It was fun. And then the big firework display. It was fantastic. Really, really good. You do it well. You do that sort of celebration well. So well done. You have came on, Americans. I did warn the other day that if you didn't stop acting like big spoiled brats, we were going to take you back. But if you continue the way you're going, or, you know, the potential, we might just let you stay there for a while longer.
Well, see, here's the thing, Robin. So this is the dilemma. I know, this is the dilemma the UK has, right? Mm. So in the US, we have Independence Day because we revolted from the UK. Yeah. Well, not the UK at the time. Obviously, it was the British Empire. So for you guys, you don't really have that we revolted from somebody. Because, I mean, you guys have, the British Empire has been around since, I mean, pretty much like the dawn of time, practically. So really what you guys need is We Conquered Everybody Day, because that was pretty much the British Empire for the longest time. You guys pretty much kicked everybody's asses and conquered everything.
Can you imagine if we came up with that idea? They would flip and melt.
I think you need it. I think it should be the UK King Kong Day.
Hong Kong Day. That would be more like it. Yeah, like, take it back. flip me. I'm glad you just had a good old time. And Greg, sort of continuing on, it's a really good segue here, because if you go straight from the July the 4th celebrations into Space Force, the two kind of go hand in hand.
They do go hand in hand. I did start watching Space Force on Netflix. Pleasantly surprised. I thought it was going to, I think, be a little bit sharp in terms of its political leanings. But it seems like it just kind of makes fun of everything government, military, space, the whole Space Force idea. Boots on the moon in 2024, man. That's it.
Brilliant.
Yep. So I'm very much enjoying that. I do like Steve Carell, so I think he is a funny guy. I have heard through our own Phil Olson, the new movie, I think it's called Irresistible, is a new Steve Carell movie that just came out that you can basically, you know, pay to watch.
Okay.
But it's really good. So it's really good. It's a political movie, but again, kind of being a pretty heavy or even-handed about its look at the political spectrum. So,
Don't like everything he does, but this was, that was, it's quite heartwarming thing as well. So it's more heartwarming light than edgy sharp. You're absolutely right there. But I enjoyed Space Force. It was good fun.
Speaking of edgy and dark, Ozark.
Wow. I've now started season 2. Wow. He is such a cool dude. So, like, you know, even in the first flipping episode, there he is on his knees with a gun to his head, while all his mates getting, you know, shot around him, and goes, you know, well, you know, I can do it for you. You know, just he's just keeps so calm. He's just, or you know, people getting their heads shot off, and yeah, okay, just let's carry on, let's roll with it.
now this. Maybe quickly, you were talking about the main character
from the
Netflix series Ozark.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, happy to hear they did green light fourth season.
Oh, wow. Because
there was concern they were not going to do that.
Okay.
And I was going to lose my shit because you can't end the way they did season three without having season four.
No more.
That's all I will say.
So it's edgy, it's funny and dark as well in places, and some really cool characters in it. So, you know, and just it's well worth watching. Ozark. I wasn't quite sure what it was all about, really. I didn't really know what Ozark was. I didn't know Ozark was a place. So there you go. It's a place. Mm-hmm.
It is a place.
Around the lakes, yeah. So it looks very, very nice.
Yep.
Pete, you also watch Ozark, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I've finished season three. I'm not going to say too much if Robin's not seen season three. But I think season two is the best one, though, out of all of them.
Season two was very good.
Of three, my God.
My take on Ozark, it is our newest Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it's very similar.
You love the anti-heroes in this series. I will say I think I like Ozark a little bit better than Breaking Bad, only from the standpoint that there are a lot more characters involved in all of the operations, and you get to know all of them on a little bit more of an in-depth level than per se Breaking Bad. You really were focused in on I can't think of his name now, Heidelberg and Walt Whitman and
Walt Whitman. White
Walter White. Yeah, there you go. Walt Whitman. I don't know.
Boomer.
Yeah.
Right?
What'd you say?
Oh, dear. Oh, boy.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, maybe.
Long-faced pony soldier.
I used that today. We were playing Uno at this children's party today, and that line came out of my mouth. I mean, it is edgy, you know, because, you know, different strokes for different folks. But in that first season, there is the big, hairy, bearded guy who ends up being, you know, like gay. There's a gay relationship going on there. And it is kind of, everybody has their different attractiveness for different people. But just that big beard put me off. I couldn't imagine, Yeah,
the fact that you were trying to imagine that.
I tried to put myself in that position, and I'm going, oh, it's just the rash that would appear on my face. I couldn't do it. Yeah, it would be
I do appreciate the fact that you did trim your beard. Yeah. I did notice it's a little bit tighter in. It's not as fluffy as it once was.
Yeah.
Because you kind of look like, you put a ball cap on you, you kind of look like the guy from season one.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
This is coming.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of sorry, Pete, but do you realize you've been licking my cesarean scar for the last 2 hours? So speaking of that, I've started to listen to a new book. It's Michael Caine, and Michael Caine is an autobiography. I'm sure there's more than one of Michael Caine, and he is narrating it, which is really cool. It's called Blow the Bloody Doors Off, and it's his life story from a kid. If you are offended by anything at all, like straight talk. And I don't mean bad language, I mean straight talk, saying how it is, and none of these snowflake liberal nonsense. Michael Caine is a straight talker. So if you feel that you would be offended by any straight talk, this is not the book for you. But anybody that's into real life and real things that go along, I would suggest it's a great, great listen, and especially because he's narrating it as well. The first sort of chat...
It's not politically correct at all.
No. Well, for example, the very first chapter, he says, you know, the first time he was in Los Angeles in the hotel, a helicopter landed, and out of the helicopter, and he had just finished one of the first sort of movies that he was known with, and the helicopter landed just across the street. He's like, what the hell is this? And out of the helicopter and walks over was John Wayne. And John Wayne gives him some advice about what to do. And of course, just in the last few weeks, John Wayne hasn't been terribly popular. Fucking ridiculous. Anyway, different times, different people. But yeah, it's brilliant. About the people he met, his experiences and ideas for life. And you know, everybody can be a success, with the word can being in there. Not a promise, but you can if you apply yourself. And so it's easy. It's very, very, it's good. It's good, good stuff. I'm enjoying that. That's really good. I want to talk about one other thing that I watched the other night, and I just loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. Maybe I had too much drink. I fell off the wagon as far as food was concerned that night as well. I think it was Friday evening. Judith and I sat down. Part of it's Pete's fault. So we had a few glasses of nice wine, and we put on Eurovision, the song, The Story of Fire Saga. Now, I am kind of a Eurovision fan when it's on. Sort of hate to watch it. Null Point UK. But it's just that you laugh at it. It's funny. The UK commentary is funny. And this was just a couple of hours of pure joy and smiling. It was so bad, it's actually good. And it was just lovely. And through it, we had some drink. And then Judith and I had some ice cream. And then we had some crisps or chips. And then Judith went off to bed. And then I brought out the rest of the marshmallow vodka, you bollocks, and finished it off. So, yeah, I was in a very, very merry way. But if you look, you know what? There's so many serious films, documentaries, hard stuff to watch. Eurovision, The Story of Fire Saga is not it. It is brilliant. It even has an Israeli in a dress with a beard, a bloke. So, you know, who won the Eurovision a few years back. It has everything. It's brilliant. So just fun, lighthearted stupidity. It's good fun.
It still amazes me that Eurovision is a thing. And it's a popular thing. I mean, I
big,
know
big, big.
It is yeah. absolutely a popular thing over on that side of the pond. It has never really caught on here, although I wonder if maybe having this be, because it's on Netflix, if I remember correctly. So I wonder if maybe having it on Netflix, it will bring attention to it over here in the States, that people actually pay attention to it.
Well,
my gut is no.
Again, well, it does have, you know, some American interest, because you've got, what do you call them? Damn it. It's just, I'm getting old. Why can I never remember stuff?
But all I know is I'm looking at the cameras right now.
Yeah, and they're going, yeah,
all kinds of wonky.
Yeah, I know that. I see that. It has Will Ferrell in it. Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
So, you know, some good American interest. Goodness me, internet's going, burn on yours.
That is the issue that is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, the kids are watching porn again. That's what it boils down to.
Little shits. Anyway, right. Not a lot I can do. I've got other stuff, but carry on.
I know you've got other stuff. We'll get to it.
Yeah.
It's not all about you, sure, Robin.
Yeah, no, share it out. That's what I'm saying. Share it out. I'm going to eat here. I'm eating now.
What we need to do right now is we need to pour one out for Pete's wedding.
What? Sorry, what did you say there?
You said non-wedding day.
Oh, I thought you
got to pour one out for the wedding.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah, I wasn't. Oh, but it in the last a couple of weeks. On the 26th, we were supposed to get married, and that didn't go ahead. So, we had a nice time at home. Spent some time in the garden, and we had a cracking takeaway. We looked on Google just to see. Where we could get a Chinese takeaway from, and we wanted to just get something that got a set dinner. I don't know whether you do that over the States, but normally on Chinese menus over here, we get set menus, and they cost about 35 quid, something like that, and you get a whole heap of food. And we just tried to look for the best place that offered that, you know. So we looked on Google, and it said there was one with 5-star rating. It got loads and loads of reviews, and it was cracking food. And we ordered it online. And then we drove out to it because we said we'd collect it because the delivery time was just stupid. So we went out to go and collect it. And the place was, it was like the Bronx. it was so rough that there were kids flying up and down the road on motorbikes. They were playing football over like two gardens, and just the ball was just flying over the road. There was just kids drinking. There was adults on the doorstep with no teeth. Man, it was the Bronx. So we was a bit scared. We got our food, got home, and yeah, got it all out, and it was absolutely bliss. It was just phenomenal. The food was. So I had to write him a review, just like everybody else has done. It was good stuff, and we was kind of worried actually going into that area, thinking, you know, we'd probably just come out with some stickleback fish and maybe a couple of crisps or something in our set menu. But it sounded good, it tasted good, and yeah, fair play to them.
Great food, and an exciting threat to your life. Excellent, really good.
Yeah. I was gonna say, did you include that in the review? Did you give the warning that you are entering into Beirut? Lebanon days.
No, I didn't want to do that. Just in case anyone in the area who's wrote a review or does read mine gets offended that I've said that the area is Beirut. No, I thought I'd just leave it for people to have that surprise. It was a nice day.
Part of the package.
Yeah, we had people buy us flowers and sent us champagne and
flowers.
Sunflowers. We love sunflowers. So we had a lovely day. apart from that,
okay. It's funny. I was talking about you today again to Judith Pete. She'll show me this photograph on Facebook of this guy who had a tattoo on his back. Okay, this big tattoo of a it's a very Northern Ireland tattoo. It's of William, Prince of Orange, killed King Billy in Northern Ireland. So what the 12th of July sort of parades and celebrations in Northern Ireland all about. So King Billy. And I said, like, yeah, Pete, you know, if he was to take his T-shirt off, you wouldn't know he had taken his T-shirt off. He has tattoos from head to toe, just not on his hands, on his neck, and his face. And I said, well, why would he ever do that? Just why? Why? So why, Pete? Do you have any tattoos in places like maybe we should, you know, is there, I mean, hands, face, you know, is there any areas that aren't covered apart from that? It's just, because everywhere else is covered, but, you know, if you were to take your like, tidy whities off, is there tattoos down there as well?
No.
Like
no, this one.
You know,
inflate
the like belt line. Does it say inflate to 50 pounds or anything like that? No,
it's just a white pair of shorts on.
Okay, all right. Would you ever tattoo him?
Yeah, I'm gonna tattoo my bum. I'm not gonna tattoo my little private bits.
Yeah, inflate to 50 pounds would be really good if you had it on it. You know.
No, I'll probably get my
pool here to inflate.
Right, at this point, I feel like we need to interject real quickly. One, we should be playing like Star Trek: The Final Frontier music because we're going where no man should go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I told you I don't like to be manhandled.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Anyway, sorry. Damn it. Sorry about that.
Real quickly, Robin.
Yes.
Bye-bye, Bert.
Okay, Bert. Yes. Yeah, so my little Jeep that I have, like my run-around weekender with my tow bar, my little Land Rover, I had my neighbour who almost died recently from a heart attack, but he's up and about. And then before he had a heart attack, he was putting new brakes and bits of paint on it. Anyway, he phoned me yesterday to say it was ready. And I walked up over the field to get it. And a friend of his drove up and went, oh boy, that's a great wee Jeep there, bye. Is that for sale? How much do you want for that? And I went, that much? He went, okay. And he went to his car and he took out the cash and handed it to me. So Bert the Jeep is bye-bye. So,
okay.
Wow. Yeah. So, yeah. And we'll have to change Judith's car now as well. So, yeah. No, either buy her car or I was out down looking at a new Land Rover Discovery. Yeah, nice. Yes. So I don't know. Probably keep her car, but maybe for a year. So anyway, I ordered some the Tapo cams, the little mini cams. There's one in here. It's really cool. It's up in the corner there, and I have one over the Jasmine's bed. It works really well. They're part of the TP-Link family. They're not very expensive. They're about 30 quid a piece. And there's a nice little app for them. If I pull it up here, it's called Tapo, not under the TP-Link, and I can it'll show me movement, and you can put the updated version that has little sims in them. So if I pull up my Man Cave Cam and show you here now, or Man Cave Cam, which is this. Oops, I'll turn the volume down. So it's up. I'm going to show you up with the camera. Bing, 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 bing. Can we see that? Just about. So that's me. I raise my hand. That's weird. That's me over in the corner behind the pool table. So it's up in the corner. Works really, really well. Very impressive. Even when the lights are off here at nighttime, the nighttime vision cams are really good. So if you're looking for a good, cheap cam that works over off Wi-Fi, I would recommend those. There's no monthly service if you put a little SIM card into it, a micro SIM, so you can record as it detects motion, it will record it. That's
important, by the way, for anybody looking to do this, because there are lots of these cameras out there and they have apps, that kind of thing. But a lot of them, especially some of the more popular versions, the Ring of the world, require cloud service.
Well, my Nest cams are the same. So I think I'm paying now. Yeah. It's not that much. It's a fiver a month. But all these little fivers a month add up. Yeah. So these little things.
Right, exactly.
So these little things here again. And the first model didn't have the SIM, and you had to do that. But for some reason, they've added the SIM slot, and I've ordered a couple of little SIMs. So yeah, but they work very, very well. I have it out here because the kids come out, and I just need to sort of keep an eye. So now and again, don't sit and watch them. And again, I just thought I'll throw one over Jasmine's cot, so that we on the new Amazon Echo, I can go, Alexa. Show baby cam, and up comes the baby cam, and it's quite cool, so we can keep an eye on her. So yeah, very good. So if you're looking for little indoor cams, these ones aren't waterproof, I would thoroughly recommend those. Busy week, busy work wise, busy everything else, but healthy. So that's my life. It's me.
Real quickly, Kim, anything else on your end? We need to talk about the calendar.
Yep. All right. Yeah, let's do that. Let me get him up here. All right. We have Geralt. He's a rock star. Yeah. What? Yeah.
I was gonna say we need our daily dose of feeling bad about ourselves. Next calendar.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Fireman right. Sam.
Come here.
Fireman Sam.
Yeah. Fireman Sam. Richard and Armani.
Holy crap! So, that's the sexiest. Horse I've seen today. Or what?
Right? So,
flipping heck. Do you know what? He's looking at that horse very, very fondly. I mean, there's a very...
That's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
Not sure I can compete with that. Story.
My wife last night was watching a video of a horse giving birth.
What?
Out of the blue. Fascination.
Whoa.
And I'm like, I don't want to see that.
Brings back memories.
Anything's giving birth to this.
No, been there. Yeah. All right. Yeah, cutting that grizzly thing. No. You're all right. No.
All right. I saved the most important story for last.
Okay.
Okay.
Mark's phone update. It's illegal in most countries. There you go. That's enough. That's Mark's phone update. Illegal and a security risk in many countries. Hawaii phones.
Yep. Defend that next week.
China. Sure. Okay.
Okay. So, I get a lot of shtick from our friends over in the UK. Not people on this show, mind
you. All right. Okay.
For using the term soccer.
Soccer.
And I would just like to address a post from our good friend Hards, Game Over UK.
Yeah, good lad.
On Twitter.
Tequila!
Very good lad.
Okay.
And he posted, oh my God, it's actually our fault. And then he posted this post. And I'm going to read from this post now.
It's not Mark's fault?
As a way of redemption. The word soccer, which is believed to have been originated in Britain some 200 years ago, comes from the official name of the sport, Association Football, As other versions of the game evolved to include rugby football, it is believed the Brits adopted the colloquialism to distinguish each game. This is not an Americanism thing. Stop your racistness about Americans saying soccer. It's your fault, UK. You guys made soccer a name. We just adopted it. That's
well, I'm glad that you got that off your chest.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Feel better. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't. Why did you not call yours soccer, and just left our football alone? Why could you not call American football as we call it American football? We call it American football. Why don't you call it British football? Why did you have to say soccer? We call it American football. You could have said British football, but no, you didn't. You just had to go soccer. Snooker. You can't even say fucking snooker.
You started it. All we did was take your lead.
No. Look, do you know what? I will mention somebody here on Twitter who Ensign Dead Meat, when I said that we were going to take over the U.S. again, and he said, yeah, you and whose army? And, of course, I did happen to tell him that... my army was there, you know, it was going to be there, and I was going to get my guys together, and they had a certain name, and I'm stalling for time here right now, and it's not working, and this is really dying, you know, isn't death in it? Yes, frigate.
Soccer.
Yeah, okay.
It's soccer.
I forget. Sorry. Yeah, it was like, damn it, I forget it. Do you know what? I'm getting old. I'll come back to it again and tell it till the end because it was funny at the time. And it won't be, if I have to explain it all, it won't be funny. I'm going to go away now.
Yeah, you never think so. Hey, let's talk about video.
But I did, look, I did. Hold on. I did get this thing and I haven't tried it yet. It's called Taco versus Burritos. Taco versus Burritos. And it's a card game. Yeah, let me see. And inside it, there are cards, okay? You would expect there to be cards. Yeah, they're not in the plastic kit. But there's also little burritos and tacos. Little tacos. I don't know what they're good. It looks like a good game. Did I buy it because I heard the game was good? No. I bought it because it had tacos and burritos in it. Yes. I probably did. It's frightening what I buy. It really is. Video games. Let's talk about those things because they're really good.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
I am a pathetic loser.
Yes. All right, Kim, we are at the start of July-ish.
We are indeed.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about everything we can get for all of the paid services that we shell out hard-earned money for that they tell us we get for free.
Yeah, all right. Your games with gold for July are World Rally Championship, which is available... World Rally Championship 8, which is available now through the 31st. Dunk Lords, which is available... 8, yes. Dunk Lords, which is available July 16th through August 15th. Saints Row 2, which is available now through the 15th. Juju, which is available the 16th through the 31st, and if you didn't pick it up yet, Coffee Talk is still available. So that is your games with gold. For your PlayStation Plus games for July, we have NBA 2K20, Rise of the Tomb Raider, and Erica, which is it's not really a game, it's like an interactive movie thing if I read the description right. So, yeah. Either way, three free games-ish things. And then for your Twitch Prime games for the month of July, which I just, like, went by them. Holy Christ. We have Turok 2, Bad Seed, Dark Devotion, Kunai. Okay. Dear Lord. I think Robin's been here because I'm pretty sure that's not what I think it's Grip Combat Racing. Dear Esther, Melbit's World, Picto... Asshole. Picto Quest, which ends July 10th, Mad Tracks, which ends July 17th, and Reuse, which ends July 24th. And oh my God, I can only imagine what he's screwing with now. Oh boy, this is the shit I put up with people.
Okay, this all is right, important, but it's important now. Important. Be serious.
Oh, okay. Sure, okay. For your Stadia Pro games for the month of July. Apparently I didn't change that one. But anyway, we have Steamroll Dig.
Yeah.
Monster Boy and the Arst Kingdom, which is not right, but whatever. Crayta and West of Loathing.
And
which
guess
is like a...
Original games yes. here. Original games.
Yeah. Mm. Yes. Shocker.
We'll talk more about that in a little bit.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Real quickly, we're going to settle this debate real fast.
Football.
Oh, dear.
Up in the chat, tacos versus burritos.
Mm-hmm.
There's a raging debate now.
I'm not watching the chat. Burritos. Sorry, guys, tonight. I'm not. I'm trying to skip a bomb, but okay.
So there has been an affinity towards tacos. However, I would suggest it really depends upon the situation. If you are, say, driving, tacos mm-hmm. are the worst thing to try and eat. A burrito, however, is very...
Are you trying to say if you want to drive dangerously, which food is best to drive dangerously with? No. I would say if you want to have your backside stuffed, you know, really, really stuffed, you know, like your belly, a real filling. If you want a big feed, a big burrito is the thing to fill your belly. Yeah, it'll stuff your ass. Fantastic. Tacos are just a light snack. They're a light snack. Unless you have lots of them. But a burrito is like a big, big jobby. And you just want to... Blah, blah, blah. It's massive. It's like a big, big meat... Whoa. Where tacos are just light. They're like throwaway snacks. There.
Well, there you have it.
And I'm Mexican. So, fuck off. I realize my own language in this podcast is terrible. I apologize.
I think tacos do give you variety, though, Robin. You have shrimp tacos, you can have beef tacos, you can have chicken tacos, all in the same plate.
You can do it in burritos?
Burrito, you can try to throw all that together. I'm not sure that's going to mix well, so I don't know. But I do think, and I stand by this reasoning, it does depend on from where you're at, because if you're driving in a vehicle,
okay.
Tacos are the last.
What if you're really drunk?
I don't think it matters because
no.
I think eventually
burritos.
Drunk, you actually turn your tacos and burritos into one giant conglomerate.
Exactly. So you're better off with a burrito.
Or a chalupa.
And that's a whole other story.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the games we actually have been playing.
Okay.
I will start things off. I gave Crossfire X a test drive.
Okay.
It was on beta last week. It is a poor man's cross between Rainbow Six and Call of Duty. They had different modes within the beta. There was the traditional, and then there was a modern version. The traditional version felt much more like Rainbow Six, and the modern version felt much more like Call of Duty in terms of being able to aim down sights with any weapon. There are game modes where it's you against the other team, but the other team is invisible, but they're limited to only handheld weapons, so no guns. And the other team, obviously, you're trying to kill them. You have all of the weapons at your disposal.
Hmm.
At the end of the day, this still felt like it was a Asian knockoff of Call of Duty.
It's
been around for a while.
I think this is more of a challenge for Counter-Strike rather than those other things. I think this is more of a Counter-Strike. It looks more Counter-Strike-y to me.
There is a little bit of that, but when you're playing it, it's just this weird feel to the game. I don't really know how to put it into words right now other than I kept... like gravitating between it felt a little Rainbow Six. Also Counter-Strike I think would work in that. But then also very Call of Duty, like they wanted to be Call of Duty, but it had just like the music, the background music was kind of the kind of rock and roll-y Asian that they do a lot, and then that's disparaging and I know, and it's racist, whatever, but that's what I get from a lot of Asian games. They love to put heavy metal kind of music backdrops into them. And I would get that from that. And I just, no.
Greg.
Yeah.
Did you have a sex change?
No, why?
Because you're not...
Camera moved around?
You're not a camera girl.
I know. No. This would be from the person spinning the decks for the show.
Yeah. You have the right to be Gamer Girl. I mean, I know Kim aspires to be Greg DeLacy.
Sure.
We all aspire to be Greg DeLacy, you know?
Yeah, but every once in a while, don't you want to just be a little bit like Gamer Girl? Just saying. Now I'm living a fantasy. Right.
Yeah. I just could never leave the house. Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're watching, you know, underneath Greg it says Gamer Girl, and underneath Kim it says Murphy's Law, and so, you know, we'll learn to live with it. Unfortunately,
I would prefer to be drinking what she's drinking over what I'm drinking.
You know, Pete and I are we haven't swapped each other around. But I mean, if you want to be me, you know, it'll be okay.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
You're
meant to speak.
You're meant to be Robin.
Okay.
I take Gamer Girl over Pete. I'm just saying.
Ah, okay.
The ginger thing. It's a bad look. I love you, Pete. I'm kidding. Come on. We're giving Pete a hard time because we love Pete. Anyway, Crossfire X, more importantly, let's talk about this. It is a game that I think is not going to do well in the U.S.
Okay.
I just don't see it catching on. It has too much competition from Call of Duty, from Rainbow Six, even from CSGO. It's gonna be a thing that will be touted as, you know, it's exclusive to the Microsoft console and there.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, but it's got a single player campaign supposedly.
Ah.
That is still coming. That's being developed by Remedy. So
Alan Wake, Remedy. Alan Wake.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
Quantum Break.
Okay. Kim, what have you been partaking in this past week?
Not a lot. I played Minecraft Dungeons. I finished that, actually.
Ooh.
I guess you'd say I had finished the first playthrough of that. So,
tell me.
Yeah,
you're going to come back to.
Yes. Yeah. Because I'm still playing it because they unlocked
DLC.
What was it? Their secret. There's DLC and there's the hidden tunnels or whatever the new little things are. Oh. Plus, they just put out the jungle DLC, which I have because I upgraded to the hero version or whatever the hell it is. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So I tried to do the island levels, but they recommend you to be like a level. What was it, a level 29 or a level 39 or something, and I'm not quite there yet, so I figured I'd get my ass kicked on a fairly regular basis, so I'm going to go back and do the other ones again and try to level up some more and do the little hidden tunnels or whatever it is they just released and finish those out and see how much, you know, better gear I can get and that sort of thing. Plus, Tony likes it, so I'm sure I'm going to have to go through it and help him beat the little arch illager again. Little bastard.
So tell me, did you use my tip and trick at the end of it all, or how did you finish that last level?
No, actually, I ran around like a chicken with my head cut off, and I just kept avoiding the little beams that the ender thing would shoot out, and eventually, plus I had like 400 arrows, so I could stand back in a corner and like plink the little asshole with arrows.
So you didn't commit suicide like I did constantly?
No, I kind of forgot about that, so maybe next playthrough I'll try that and see how it works. But it worked really well because even with the redstone golems or whatever they were, the bow and arrow setup I had, it kicked their ass. So it did really well with the illager dude, too, so cool. That's what I did.
Have you played this online? Yeah, or have you just played?
I played a part of it with Phil a couple weeks ago. So,
Phil?
Yeah.
Phil?
Who's that? Phil. He was the other person that's supposed to be on the podcast, but we haven't seen lately.
I'm going to be on this week.
He was like,
definitely I'm on next week. Definitely on next week. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, you love Phil. So, yeah. So, some night if you guys or whoever wants to get on online and like do some of this, hell, let me know. So, it's fun. As long as you promise not to like steal all the arrows and then like run to one side of the map while I'm still battling people on the other side of the map and then I can't see and Tony's bad about that.
You have TDS, Tony Derangement Syndrome. Come on, not everybody's like that.
Yeah, Yes, because that little, I love the little boy to death, but I swear to God, every time I turn around, he was stealing my arrows, and he would run away, and here I am, you know, fighting a mob, and he runs away, and I can't see them, so they're repeatedly stabbing me, and I'm dying, and I'm like, I can't shoot them, because I can't see them, and he didn't care, he was laughing, so.
But you don't like, sorry.
No, real quick, does that frustration carry over, then, into real life?
Some days.
You don't like Minecraft, do you?
I don't. No, I don't particularly like Minecraft. And although Tony loves it, and I know a lot of other people like it, but for me, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not. I don't know what's the word I'm looking for. I'm not skilled enough to build something. Like I would build a cabin, and it would look like a block. So
that's because everything in Minecraft looks like a fucking block,
right? Yeah, like, exactly. I'm watching people build shit from, like, Skyrim, like the big dragons and shit, and it looks all cool, but when I get on there to try to build something, I built a block.
Yeah.
So, with a door in it that, you know, eventually the creepers are going to show up and tear the shit out of it and kill me. So, you know, I'm not a fan.
The thought has crossed my mind.
Hey, Kim, real quick, let's give a shout-out to our chat.
Chat.
Oh, all right. There's been several in there. Scott Stubby, Rob VTS, Hartley Dan, Nerd Allegiance been in there. Lord of the Banners been in there, and of course we've popped up. I mean, I got a whole laundry list of, but those are the people that are popping up in the chat right now. So
nice.
And wondering
people.
Why we're talking about Pete's tattoos and Robin's burritos and you know weird shit like that.
Wine.
So, yeah, those
wine.
Are
wine. I like wine. Wine's good. Wine's good.
The wine would also explain why Kim and I are foolish on our names now.
Cool.
Okay, tank top. Is it just me? Or is tank top a little low because he's almost like a whisper now. I can hear everybody else, but like,
no,
Craig, I'm like,
I haven't adjusted.
Do
them.
I need to speak up for you?
Yeah, would you please? I'd appreciate it.
I will speak up. Yes, I apologize for not.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Pete. Can we talk about The Last of Us 2?
Oh, too much. I've only played for about 3 hours. Mark put me onto this. He sent Last of Us Part 1 to me, which I've only played recently. So, I've, you know, it's not years since I've played it, so the story's still fresh in my head. Oh, man, this game is awesome. It's just, I just don't know. I, without spoiling anything, it's just oh, man, it's just fucking awesome. The graphics are great. There's still when you're running around, it still does feel a bit clunky.
Pete,
it's almost got.
Pete, sorry. No, let me just be clear here. You're playing the game, are you? Are you watching it on like a video?
Oh no, I'm not like Greg. I'm playing it. Yeah.
Right, you know what? All right. Mm-hmm. Real quick, let's fuck off, Robin. No, it's a severe fuck off. Yeah, goddamn cunt. Look, I'm not going to go out and spend $500 or $400 on
PlayStation.
Yeah,
lion, dog, fist, pony soldier.
You know, and I told you before, I watched the 10-hour cutscene video of it all. I saw the story for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good game. Yep. I never said it wasn't.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. I get where the criticism comes at this game.
Yeah.
There's legitimate criticism to be had.
Sorry, hold on a second. But, you're irrelevant. Can Pete play the game? No. Can you play Talk Pete?
Well, to give us that comment without playing it, I think that's a bit... Yeah, that's a bit... Wow. You got to play this game. Oh, he's muted, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Robin. Fuck off. Yeah. See how that works? You can't say shit now.
I'm sure the people in the chat totally agree.
This is where the podcast is even better. All right, so Pete, tell me what you thought of The Last of Us 2.
All right, so yeah, Last of Us 2. If you've not played one, it's an action adventure. It's almost like a survival It's post-apocalyptic. There's fucking zombies everywhere. It's gory as hell. The story is so gripping. The first one really got me. And yeah, I thought I had £65 credit at the Smelly Shops DX. And I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to, I said to myself that I wasn't going to queue in any shops at all. And I just thought I've got to go and get this. So I ended up queuing for this one. didn't have to pay anything for it because it was on the credit on my at CEX on my account. So I thought, what the hell? It's a bit steep, £50. So with Game Pass now, I think we're spoiled with Game Pass. We just don't have to. All of these games, and you're not forking out that much. But anyway, Last of Us Part 2, I think it starts a little bit like Red Dead. I'm not going to give anything away. But it's almost like, yeah, it starts in that style. Very cinematic. I think it gives you a nice slow introduction into the game. You know, you've obviously got the tutorial again for people that probably are dumb enough and not played number one, and they've just, you know, refreshed you on the controls and stuff. I've only scratched the story, apparently. I spoke to my brother come round yesterday, and he's been playing it for nearly 20 hours. So I'm only 3 hours in. There's some decent scares and decent things that happen in the first 3 hours that I've played. It is what it is. And if you've played number one, it's that all over again. A lot more polished. Like I said, it's still got that clunky movement style when you're walking around. It feels a bit like Resident Evil, but it's good. It's so good. There's a lot more to explore. I've took my time with it because I'm playing it on moderate difficulty. I'm not like Mark. He's playing it on easy, apparently. He said to me he's picked the easiest difficulty. So I just thought, I'm going to go for moderate. It's a bit of a challenge. It's awesome. I can't wait to play more. I'll probably talk a bit more about it when others have played it and I've put a bit more time into it. But as to start off with, it's ace. And it gets you straight into that story again. It gives you a bit of a reminder of what's gone on. And then it shows you 4 years later. And man, it's just awesome.
So, that's lovely. I'm glad to hear you are enjoying the game. So we have a slight technical problem at the moment.
Uh-oh.
For whatever reason, once I muted Robin, it will not let me unmute him.
Really? You can't hear me?
We can't hear Robin at all.
Fucking dick.
So yeah, so I'm attempting to unmute him, but for whatever reason, Skype does not want to hear Robin right now. So... We'll try to work through that. We'll just continue on talking about games. Oops. Yeah, literally, I click on, I had mute. I click on the, won't let me unmute Robin. I could remove him from the call. I don't really want to do because we're streaming it, but I don't know what else to do.
Well, Scott Stebby says that they can hear him on Twitch, so...
Good. Oh, they can hear him. Okay, well,
yeah.
That's...
Slap it up, you can, so. Bollocks. Yeah. I hit Greg. Greg is the...
Alright, let's move on. Robin, I suppose we can listen to you talk about Torchlight 2, except for we can't listen to you talk about Torchlight 2.
I love Torchlight 2, so you just shut up. So, so I'm going to talk about Torchlight 2.
Literally, I have no clue why it will not unmute him.
Yeah, Torchlight 2 is really cool. Really fantastic game. It's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be. And it's getting difficult. I'm getting towards the end of it.
Nope. Still can't hear you.
Would you just shush?
Oh, you cocksucker. I see what you're doing.
Okay. Uh-huh. So,
I'm on to you, Robin.
So I'm enjoying.
At least he got our cameras back right.
Would somebody tell Greg that I'm talking about Torchlight 2 in the chat? Let's do this interactively, please.
And I do like the head he's giving me. Okay. I've got a purple fish face.
So, So it is very, very Diablo. It is dungeons,
and we'll bring him back in. This is going to blow everything up.
Jesus, I hit him.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I don't know.
What a dickhead.
Greg is the better man. I am the better man. We know this.
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Greg is actually now Spyro the Dragon. That's what that is. It's Spyro the Dragon.
Yeah, it's a bad Spyro the Dragon, though.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. I really don't know how else to get Robin unmuted. It's the most bizarre thing.
Okay, I did it. All right, unmuted me.
That's good.
Yeah, I hung up. Yeah, I dog faced pony soldier, Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, right.
And now, flipping heck, Tucker, would you stop changing sexes? Seriously?
I'm trying my best, Robin. I really have an affinity for the gamer girl name.
Okay, well, let's stay in there. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. All
right, fair enough. Robin.
Yes, so right, Torchlight. I was talking about Torchlight 2 if you just had to shut up and let me talk. But anyway, Torchlight 2, very like Minecraft Dungeons, and that what's put me in the mood for it, and very like Diablo. And I would have said before that it's maybe a little Diablo light. But I tell you what, this game is bigger than I thought it was ever going to be. I am well into it. I'm doing pretty much most nights now a level or a boss or two. We have moved into sort of jungle territory now. I am getting to the point now where I'm soon ready to finish it. I think I'm coming close to the end. It's getting really, really hard. I'm getting some really good stuff. Some of the monster end bosses are brilliant. And you can have, you know, it hasn't, a lot of these games you'd see like a repeat baddies, repeat, you know, little characters. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they've had some, there's these characters like the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters is whizzing around. There's really, really cool stuff that way. And there's lots of little other movie references and other little bits and pieces. Very, very irreverent, very self-aware. So a great dungeon mm-hmm. crawler. If you like Minecraft Dungeons and you want, and you're not ready to buy Diablo, well, Torchlight 2 would be a great step for you because it's brilliant. It's really, really good.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think I'm feeling that it's getting pretty hard, and I feel like I'm well leveled up now, and I feel I'm getting close to the end. But I am going to finish it because it's a little gem. I know it's quite old now, but it's still a beautiful little game. And Kim, you've played quite a bit of it, and I know Mark played quite mm-hmm. a bit of it, but I would thoroughly recommend Torchlight 2.
How long does it take to through?
I don't know. I haven't looked out how long to complete. I think it maybe is 20 hours or so. I can look it up, but I can't be a person. Maybe 20 hours. I don't know. You know, but it's dungeon crawling. It's not, you know, mind taxing, like talking to Greg and like that there. You can sit and just play and shoot things and make things explode and stuff and keep on.
And it's co-op.
And grinding. So. You can just grind away for loot and stuff like that there. So anyway, I'll maybe look it up while you're chatting about another thing and I'll come back to you.
Alright.
Yeah, cool.
Well, I guess the last thing to really talk about is Maneater. I've been mm-hmm. continuing to plug along through this. This has just been such a surprise find for me this summer. He plays a shark. I mean, it's straightforward. You are Jaws. It's a revenge story. You're going after the guy that killed your mom and you level up your shark. It's got these RPG elements to it. I wouldn't call it a straight up RPG. I feel like that's a little disingenuous. I think it's more of an action game with RPG elements to it. I've reached level 30. I'm now a mega shark. I was going to say mega shark. Make America great again and be a shark. There you go. The mega shark. There's just something satisfying about just being able to devour whatever comes across, you know, in the sea. I'm still slightly afraid of killer whales. They're still a couple levels ahead of me. Although now I'm at that point that I'm ready to try and go toe to toe. But I just hit level 30 and I was like starting to feel a little confident, like, okay, I can go after a killer whale now. And I started to, but then I realized they were traveling in a pack. And I was like, yeah, not feeling that confident that I could take on multiple killer whales yet. So I attack just anything with reckless abandon, especially boats now. One of my favorite things to do is just eating people, diving up into the air, jumping up into the air, diving down on top of the boat and just destroying it. You devour people and they say these just randomly funny things. It's just a great stress release.
You've been playing it for weeks now, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been grinding away. There is lots of collectible stuff in the game that help you level your shark up. So it's broken up to, and I want to say it's like six different like areas in a marina, if you will. And the marina really is more like kind of an island area. Reminds me very much of like a Jaws setting where you have kind of the marina towards the town. Then you have a lighthouse out in the distance. And then there's a couple of little island places where divers go, that kind of thing. And you swim into all these different areas. They're geared towards being a certain level. So some are going to be easier. Some are going to be harder. And just growing your shark, and you get different things like there's bioelectric things where, in a sense, you become almost like an electric eel, so to speak. There's bone elements where you can kind of have plating on your shark. Makes it, you're more deadly against ships, so you can take a boat down, that kind of thing. Yes, thank you, Robin. And then there is, they call shadow teeth, which I don't quite understand where that's going, but there's an element where you go in and, you know, you can gain just really gnarly looking teeth. They do better against fleshy creatures. It's just fun.
I nearly bought it the other night, and I thought, no, I'm just going to, I've got too much to play. How can I do this? Because it just does look, it looks funny, silly, good fun, you know?
Chomp, chomp, chomp. Such a break from everything else we play. So, yeah, I've been enjoying that very much. And that, you know, has come along with being able to watch the masterpiece that is The Last of Us 2. You know, the wonderful, lovely cinematic. And so I took all of that in, and then I thought, you know what, I need a cleanser, so I played more Maneater.
Oh, you can get it £6 from Amazon. That's pretty cheap. Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, that's me. That's me done. We don't have a quiz, and I don't think we have anything else to talk about in terms of games. Thankfully, Mark's not here to talk about his Second Life work game, GTA RP. So let's talk about some news.
Oh shit. Yeah.
No news, not shit.
Sorry, I thought it was Mark there for a second. Okay, news. Cool. News.
Yeah, news. We got some news. One, Horizon Zero Dawn is hitting Steam in the Epic Store August 7th. You know, I thought it was notable.
It's on a PC. How dare they? This is a Sony Microsoft PlayStation exclusive. How dare they? They're selling out.
Yeah. But hey, if you're going to get the PC version, and so people like Richard Webster, like myself, and buy the PC version. It's going to come with the complete edition with the Frozen Wilds DLC. And then it will have a bunch of visual upgrades to go along with it. So unlocked frame rates, ultra wide display, there'll be improved reflections, some dynamic foliage, so a lot of little things to go along with a wonderful game already. So if you're a PC gamer, you've never played Horizon Zero Dawn, you don't have a PlayStation 4 like myself, there you go, pick it up.
So here, did you hear that Sony are actually changing their name?
No. This is going to be a bad joke, I know.
It's not. It's absolutely. It is the truth. Sony is called the Sony Corporation, and they have changed their name to the Sony Group. Sony Group.
Interesting. Interesting. So I wonder if they're going to try and be more autonomous from one another, if you will. So they have the Sony Group as the umbrella.
It will be effective from the 1st of April, 2021. So it hasn't happened yet. So there you go. So that's a bit of interesting stocks and shares news. So Sony Group, it will be.
Yeah. So along the lines of games getting released, I thought we should talk about NBA 2K21.
Yeah, flipping right. I can't wait.
Yeah, because you know we've had all this great news about next gen coming, and the developers have been giving us, you know, if you buy the PlayStation 4 version or the Xbox One version, you'll get the free upgrade to the next generation if you buy that within certain time frames. For some, others are just saying they'll do it automatically. NBA 2K21 has come forward and said basically that the standard edition for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, PC, and Google Stadia version will be $60, $59.99. That launches September 4th. The PlayStation 5 and Series X versions will be $69.99. So they're actually bumping it up $10. And they also have a $100 version That's the collector's version. If you buy that, you will get the upgrade. So they will give you the upgrade to the PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series Xbox X if you do that version. To me, this feels a bit arbitrary.
Yeah. Now, I have heard stuff this week that, you know, the selling price for games is going to jump by $10 for the next generation. Mm-hmm. Because it's been $60, whatever, for a long, long time now. So, yeah.
But I do feel, and so Nerd Allegiance in the chat said, you know, $69.99 thinks they're testing the waters. There could very well be some of that because we haven't seen this price point with anybody else as of yet for next gen games. And it, again, it does feel weird that the standard versions are $59.99, the upgrade versions, you know, $70, but the collector's edition is $100 across the board. So it doesn't matter what version you get, it's $100. So it does feel a bit like they're, you know, testing the waters. This is the guinea pig. See if people, you know, bite on this or not. I guess I don't really have a big problem with the $10 bump. At the end of the day, games have not gone up in cost in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, on the flip side of that, think, well, there's been also a lot of ways they still try and get money out of us beyond that initial game. Mm-hmm. You know, we got microtransactions. They're still a thing, even though they try to call them different things. You know, we have different subscriptions, different DLC that comes out. So,
what have they got? They've got my team and my player bonuses, as well as the Kobe Bryant digital collection. Hopefully that takes off.
I don't know. Where do you guys stand on this? Are you okay with seeing $70 for next generation for games? Standard cost?
70, which will turn into 45. Well, it'll be 45 quid. What's the game here now? 40 quid, isn't it, Pete? Not the norm?
Well, Last of Us was 50. Yeah, I read that figure. 45, 50 quid. Unless it's Call of Duty. That's normally 60 anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, what the hell?
It's not.
I don't know. It's not as important because of Game Pass and all the other bits and pieces. We don't buy as many out of the box brand new games anyway. So if there's something, I mean, again, for me, it'll affect me with Forza. But the last Forza that came out, you know, the big Forza, Sim Forza, I bought the big 100 quid or 120 quid version, and I'll probably do the same again. So if it's important to me and there's enough value in it, yeah. But I don't think everyday games like some of the stuff like Torchlight 2 and all those bits and pieces, I don't think I'll be buying those on release. I think we're old farts now. We've passed that point, really. You know?
You might. I think the other thing is I'm hoping that the buyback value will be higher as well if we take it back. I mean, that's what I'm going to do with most games that are... I invest in, or just sell it back to the CEX shop. I'm not going to hang on to it. I'm hoping that the buyback goes up a little bit too.
Well, my response to you, Pete, on that is keep hoping. Yeah. You know that's not going to happen, right? You know that's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know.
Those days are numbered. Yeah. Let's digress here. You talk about CEX and the smelly shop who have loads and loads of DVDs for sale. Okay, lots and lots of games. The DVD sections in those smelly shops are getting smaller and smaller because more and more people are streaming and streaming. So they're getting more and more video games. And again, that is also probably going to die a death too because more and more people will start to stream and buy cheap digital. And sorry, their days are numbered. I'd say it's going to be tough. You know, they'll have to... the game shops in the UK and places like that there who die to death, and in America, their equivalents, I'd say smelly shops are going to have to expand their pawn-style model to take in other stuff rather than just media. Because who buys DVDs?
For the next 5 years, as far as video games.
But yes, for the next generation, you're fine. You'll be able to do that, I'm sure, for the next 5 years or so. But say 10 years, I think shops like that will look very, very different.
Yeah. If they're going to be there.
Hmm.
Kim, you used to buy games, like hard copy games. Do you still do that, or have you switched digital?
I'm mostly digital. Now, I looked at Maneater on Amazon. I thought about it because it's actually $10 cheaper. But other than that, no, and like Robin said, I've got Game Pass. And I'm trying to think the last game that I bought. Well, I don't know. I can't even remember the last actual game that I bought. You know, maybe it was Greedfall when it came out. But otherwise, usually if it's on Game Pass or something, then I play it there. And I don't think I even paid full price for Greedfall. I think it was on sale. And that's kind of the way I'm doing things. I mean, unless it's like a Dragon Age or a Red Dead or, you know, something that I know I'm going to, you know, really get my money's worth. Usually anymore, I just wait for it to go on sale and buy the digital copy. Unless I can find it cheaper, like on a disc. But generally, yeah, it's digital. So, and I didn't figure I was one of those people that bitched when they complained that they were going to go digital. I didn't want it to go. I wanted my hard copies, yada, yada, yada. Now look. So,
yeah,
you know.
Digital winning over.
There you go.
Deal with it. Hashtag.
Digital things. Yeah, no, absolutely. So this summer's been a little weird in terms of
the weather.
E3.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, the weather too, sure. But E3, look, we haven't had the concentration of events. And just throwing this out there, I miss E3. I miss having all of the developers and publishers kind of having this centralized week to give us the big announcements, because it's felt so haphazard the way it's come out over the summer with developers and publishers doing just these one-off little events that they don't really feel like they're really pre-scheduled up until maybe a week out, and then suddenly it's like, oh, so-and-so's going to do an event. Oh, so-and-so's going to do it. Well, Xbox is finally going to do their event. They had talked about it being in July. We now know that they're going to be holding the Xbox Summer Game Fest. That will start July 1st. Sometime during that week, the anticipation is they will actually have their quote-unquote
E3.
Yeah. I said 21st.
You said first.
Did I say first?
Yes.
Fucking A. Just call me Joe Biden. Anyway, so the 21st, July 21st, they will have their Xbox Summer Game Fest. The good news is there's going to be a ton of apparently demos of unreleased games that are going to be coming out to next gen and just beyond, that they're going to have demos out for people to play during that week. Apparently the demos will disappear after the week. They may resurface again later on, but they're just doing this little sneak peek.
Yeah, I watched something
could be interesting
on YouTube this week, an Xbox One X game. Mm-hmm. It was like jumping around. It was like sci-fi sort of thing. It looked really weird. And it was like talking about releasing demos. That must be something to do with this. So, okay. Groovy.
Yeah. So, you know, during that week, though, we do anticipate they will do their actual proper E3, if you will, their big press conference. But, I mean, that whole week, they're saying that they're going to have anywhere between 75 to 100 unreleased games that they're going to be giving looks at.
Ooh.
They're going to be releasing a bunch of different demos. So I'll be curious to see how this all goes, because the notion of getting, you know, kind of these pre-release demos on one hand is exciting, but I do fear a little bit that we're going to get some stuff that's going to feel a little bit broken or maybe too unpolished. I don't know. But yeah, so but that's what we live in. This is the state we live in. The companies are having to come up with these different unique ways to try and put on, their
people won't react badly to a game that's just a demo that isn't quite finished, will they? No, of course not.
No.
They'll I can see the potential there. I understand. Very good.
Any thoughts from you, Pete?
He's thinking about beard right now.
E3?
My beard's
cool. You miss E3?
Is he all right?
No, he's not. He's really not.
Hey,
Pete, let's hear it. E3, do you miss it?
What is E3?
I'm going to miss EGX more.
Yeah.
Fair play.
I don't know. I'm not a big believer in hype. I don't like all this... I don't like all these presentations on games. They just don't give you the information, well, or the insight to the game that you really want to see, because there's nothing better than just actually just playing it. So I kind of keep away from games and all the hype until it's actually out and I can just play it. It's a good show, but I don't know.
I think the sentiment, a lot of people actually are saying they also miss E3. They didn't think mm-hmm. they would. Seems like everybody is kind of coming around to maybe E3 is a good thing. It's not going to return in the same way it was, but I think if we can get that concentrated, you know, release of news in the same week, it'll at least give us all something to kind of look forward to as opposed to this weird, like, release whenever. Yeah. But speaking of things getting hyped, let's talk about Amazon's game Crucible. So that game kind of came out of nowhere. Didn't really get a lot of pre-hype, but then it was like suddenly it's like, oh, Crucible has been released, and everybody was like, oh, wow. And they all have been checking it out and playing it, and turns out it's not necessarily that good. It's actually kind of crap. And so Amazon is returning Crucible back to beta.
Huh.
So it's kind of a first. I've never really heard something like this happen before where it was released, and they said, nope, we're going to bring it back. And we're going to bring it back into beta. We're going to make a bunch of changes and I guess try and re-release it at some point.
Good for them.
I don't know that that's going to work. My gut says you released a turd. It's going to be a turd no matter how much you try to polish that turd.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But apparently they do have the ability, and I guess through Steam right now, you can... go basically kind of become a tester for it. I this game is now dead. It's not coming back from the grave on this.
See, I've thought long and hard about this for a long time now, Greg, and I've never really worked out what type of polish you would use. I would say varnish would be better than polish. So, how could you ever, you know? Because if you rubbed it, it would get squishy. So maybe a spray varnish would be a better job. Spray
I
varnish is
hurt. Really, we're really talking about the solidness, how compact, how well defined is that turd?
I use my brain.
And the crucible
fully
is not well defined. All right, speaking of other exclusives.
Okay.
So we talked about earlier, Stadia has some new games coming out.
I love Stadia.
Yeah. And Crayta is their latest exclusive, or their first real exclusive, to be perfectly honest. It launched on July 1st. It is very much a Dreams/Minecraft kind of game. Basically, it has an aesthetic of Fortnite. It uses blocks like Minecraft, but it has the creative freedoms of Dreams. This is a very bizarre game for me, in at least from my perspective, to be like your first big exclusive game you're going to try and launch.
I haven't stopped playing it.
Wait, you haven't started playing it?
Oh yeah, that's the word. That's the word. Yeah. That's the word. Yeah. Sorry, damn it. Yeah. It's so easy. English. Let me.
I think this should have been a game that they should have released with the Stadia, just an exclusive with the actual thing itself. I think making again all the hype. Yeah. Stadia exclusive. It's just this isn't going to hit off, is it? Nobody's. I mean, well, Robin and I think Mike. I don't know how much Mike's played with his Stadia kit. Probably hardly at all.
Mine's still like brand new. It's really good.
Yeah, they should have released this with it as an exclusive.
What was the game? Gosh, yeah. Remember the game on that was brought out of the for Microsoft, and it was the whole game construction kit. What was it called? What was that?
To point out, Harley Dan in the chat has pointed out that on episode 113 of MythBusters. They did, in fact, prove you can polish a turd.
Oh.
So, there we go.
Thank you, Dan. You're a font of knowledge. What was the game? Project something or other it was called.
Spark. There's Project Spark.
Sparks, yeah. That didn't work that well. Okay.
No. I mean, Dreams, for all of its hype, still hasn't really... I mean, it got a lot of critical acclaim. People spoke very highly of it, but I still don't think it sold really anything. So these kinds of games, unfortunately, and this is the same problem that Kreda has, by the way, is that the reviewers are saying there's a lot of potential here, but the kind of initial road is a bit crap. It's, you know, there's more fun in the idea than there is in the actual games and things that you can do within the game. So, yeah, I think this should just be a free creative tool that they had released out with it. Like you said, Pete, I think that would have been probably ideal.
Yeah.
But I will also say this, in fairness to Stadia, this is a system that if they are smart and they just kind of milk it and they get this, they just let this thing live. And I think this is maybe is what they're trying to do. It's a long play because eventually streaming games is really going to become acceptable. We're going to get to that point where we're like, yeah, you know what? This is okay. And if we get to that point and Stadia is still around, it just might be able to be something other than a joke right now.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Look, Pete's on screen. Okay. let's go and let's talk about the new release calendar. Pete, I'm going to put this on you because Kim has been talking way too much.
So the new release is between July 5th and July 11th. We got Catherine Full Body. That's available on the Switch July 7th. Superliminal, that's on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, July the 7th. Crosscode, that's on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, July 9th. Elden, Path of the Forgotten, which is on Switch and PC, and that's available July 9th. Bloodstained, Curse of the Moon 2, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch and PC, July 10th. Deadly Premonition 2, A Blessing in Disguise. Robin's doing some great editing. That's available on the Switch July 10th. F1 2020, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Stadia and PC, and that's July 10th.
Oh,
I'm sure read this. Tamina, NASCAR.
it is NASCAR Heat, Pete. It's NASCAR Heat.
Heat 5. Intake. That's available on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC, July the 10th. And Sword Art Online. What was that? Anyway, Sword Art Online. It's available on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC, July 10th.
Oh my God.
And releases.
Pretend that music was in the background.
Yeah. Pretend. All right, Robin.
Yes. We damn this it. Thing. This is we big. This is big.
Yeah, we do. Victory achieved.
Friggin' right.
It's a quarterly contest where we ask people to play games, finish their games, post up on Twitter a picture of themselves with the game credits in the background, basically celebrate gaming, and we give away money every quarter. And it just so happens, this is the podcast where we're going to announce yet another winner of the Victory Achieved contest. So, Robin,
yeah,
let's name that winner.
Oh, my goodness. The person who has won $1.5 million this quarter for just finishing one single game. Sorry, did I get that wrong?
You might have gotten that slightly wrong.
Yeah, the figures might be wrong, but they won. And the person finished the game. Could it be you? They finished Minecraft Dungeons. Have you finished Minecraft Dungeons? Did you finish Minecraft Dungeons at the end of May? Is your Twitter handle DenakTQ? Because if it is, you have won. You've won! Congratulations, good lad. We will be in touch and we will sort your money out for you in whatever way you want it. Xbox, PlayStation, XBL, Steam, or Robin. It's really good. That's a good currency as well. And all you have to do to enter this is when you finish your game with the
credits running around in the background. You take a selfie with the credits. You tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved, and it will be retweeted, and you will have a moment of fame, and you will be recognized by so many wonderful people. And the people who finish games this week, and there's a good list of them, and one person more than any finished lots. Hardly Dan finished the Pete special. He finished Fractured Minds. Caliburn M finished Hitman 2. Chopper Kelly, he finished XCOM Enemy Unknown. And do you know how he finished this, Greg? Do you know how he finished it? He started it on the Xbox 360 and he pulled the save over it on the Xbox One and finished it there. Isn't that fantastic technology? Well done, Tim. Hardly Dan, he finished Void Bastards, which is also called Cancellation. Void Bastards. Colonel Cars finished Life is Strange 2. Well done. Hardly Dan finished Alan Wake, American Nightmare. Great game. Mr. Miyagi out in Australia, he also finished a Pete special called Fractured Minds. And he thanked you very much for that, Pete. Filthy, he finished Quantum Break, which is by Remedy, who also made Alan Wake. It's a great fun game, has a really bad baddie, a bit like other games that have bad baddies. But he enjoyed it. Hardly Dan, again, he was on his knees. He wasn't... I'm not going there. He was on his knees playing a game called Vanquish because that's part of the game. Are you sliding around on your knees? Someone called GamerGirl27 finished Minecrafty Dungeons as well. Now, she didn't win money for that, but she's entered in for the next draw, but she doesn't really qualify because she's on the podcast. It's sad, really. John Mouse, teacher extraordinaire, had a photograph of him in a blue movie, and he finished Ace Combat 7 Skies Unknown. Now, John, you're a teacher. If you look up at the sky, you know the sky is known. You know it's not an unknown known or a known that you don't know. It's the sky above your head. Please. Please, John. Dave Three-O-Matic, good lad, always a nice face. He finished Life is Strange before the storm, which is sort of the DLC thing, which is kind of cool as well. And Awesome Rob 029, our good friend, he embarked and finished Titanfall 2. So very, very well done. Very well done. And to our winner, Denik TQ, fantastic. So now we have to play some fella saying he once wore a jockstrap for a whole month just to impress a girl.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
Fabulous. I could talk all night.
Yeah, we don't want you to. But we want to say, Rob, awesome Rob, good job on actually getting on to Titanfall 2 because that is one of the best games of last generation.
Yeah, single player,
absolutely
brilliant.
Should be played.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess technically it's this generation because the next generation hasn't quite come out yet. So technically it's still.
Technically
this
I'm homeless.
Either way.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. We are at that time. We should start to say goodbye.
Farewell. Goodbye.
Evita Zane. We should play some audio because I want to hear Nicole's voice. So
Nicole.
Let's make that happen.
All right.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Very good.
All right. So come out, hang out. Play some games with us, hang out, get in the chat when we are live. Just be part of the community. That's really what we want. And look, we don't always have to agree on social media. We certainly won't always agree.
Definitely.
Just be open. Be open to conversation. That's all we can ever ask. And that's, as humans, the best thing we can do. So, Robin, why don't you start off shout-outs first?
I will indeed. I want to shout out to Gary. Gary, get well soon. I want to have a shout out to AJ Giza. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Jason, he brought up the aisle the last few days again, and I missed that aisle. And I suggested to him that I would buy a plushie aisle if he got them made. So he's away on to work that one out. I bumped into Brian May the other day and had a lovely conversation with him. So hiya, Brian. Hope you're very well. To America, well done. Happy birthday to you. And to my friend, sweet Caroline, unfortunately she's now banned because there'll be no more touching hands, reaching out, touching me, or touching you. So, yeah, Kim.
Oh, I don't even know where to go with that. Yeah, I'm going to shout out our shatters, and I've got quite the list here. There's Hardly Dan, Buxom Limb. Apparently it's quite a limb. Jiffy Onyx, Lord of the Manor, Scott Stubby, Nerd Allegiance, Aiton, Commander Root, Rob VTS. Let me check the other list over here and make sure that's all of them. Lurks, Universe, and Zeke FX. So, oh, and another TTV viewer. So, yep, okay. That's all our shatters for today. And Shat's been pretty interesting, to say the least. So, who knew you could polish a turd? Go figure. shout out to you guys as well. So, it's always fun. And I don't know, today was just something else. And, yeah. And if, you know, have a good week, everybody. Hopefully it's a good week. Hopefully it's not too hot where you are or too cold or whatever. And if anybody needs a chat, you know where to find me. Usually I'm, you know, I'm up on Twitter because I can't sleep anyway. So what the hell? Over to you there, Pete.
Thanks, Kim. I'm going to shout out Shell because she's just an amazing woman. I love her to bits. And yesterday actually was our day of the date when we first got together. So we've had, another year's gone by. And, yeah, I'll shout her out. And I'm also going to shout out my brother and his wife, Tara. They come round last night and we played this game called Exploding Kittens.
Oh, it's brilliant. Great game.
Yep.
Fun.
Oh, my God. So he brought a takeaway round, and he come round about 8 o'clock, I think it was, and we thought we'll crack open this game, Exploding Kittens. I think we started that about 10 o'clock. They left about 3:30 in the morning. It was an absolute wicked game. If you like your card games, you've got to play that. But we had a good old giggle last night. So a shout out to them too as well. So that's me. If you want to follow me on Twitter and send me ginger jokes, my handle is at the legit Ginny. And I'll hand you over to Greg to close us off.
You know, it never amazes. It actually does. It amazes me all the time. I look up in our Skype window and I'm having a lovely conversation with everybody. And then I look down to my second computer and I look at the Twitch feed. And I look at the shit that Robin throws up on screen sometimes. And just what the fuck?
Aubergines.
So yeah.
Oh boy.
I do want to shout out Pete's tattoos for matching the color of Avengers on his T-shirt. If you look at his arm and his shirt,
X-Men.
It's like fucking iguana. He's just matching into the background.
Pete, can you wear a white shirt? Can you wear white shirts? Or do you have to wear dark shirts? Or do you have to wear a thick white shirt?
Yeah, thick white shirt, yeah. Otherwise, you can just straight through it,
yeah. Anyway, all right. Shout out to my parents and my lovely wife for a fantastic 4th of July celebration yesterday.
Good stuff.
Really enjoyed that. Yeah. Happy birthday, America. Glad you're still here.
Fuck yeah.
And shout out to the three of you. Sure, man. You know, as crazy as it was, even if I had to mute Robin at one point,
you didn't have to do that. Do you know what I'm going to do tonight and what everybody should do tonight? We should all watch Team America. Fuck yeah.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, definitely.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right.
So,
Gary, continue getting well. Shout out to Steve Conger.
Yeah. You know, I miss Steve.
Love that man. Yep. Good guy. He's been giving me some updates. He also just works his ass off, and he's a postal worker. And honestly, every time I've chatted with him, people love that guy. So you know what? More power to him.
Yeah.
I think I'm running out of things to say. So Robin, you really should hit that button.
I will. I'll hit it right now. Thank you very much, Mark. Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Gentleman is not recognized.
What?
It just dawned on me. I hadn't checked the Gmail account and I couldn't tell you how long.
Oh, dear.
I thought maybe I should check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like iTunes reviews. Why should we ever get iTunes reviews? Because we never look at them.
Yeah, we don't.
Exactly. Yeah. But then again, who listens?
We could be so much.
See, there's a problem with iTunes. I mean, you get your, you know, we're going to blame my iPhones here, you know, and stuff like that there. Because is there any way to leave a review on your mobile phone on iTunes app? Is there, like, I don't know, maybe there is these days, you know, when you.
I don't know.
So, I mean, that's the problem, because who listens to the computer, or the, maybe some people do, I don't, you know, listen to the podcast at their computer. You might, because you don't go anywhere, apart from the gym.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're sad.
I will say, we sad. Might get a bump out of Spotify.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why, what are they going to do, bump us? Bump, bump?
We'd be on Spotify.
I don't mean, famous now? We're famous now. We're famous, everybody!
We've had famous moments.
We have?
We have, indeed.
We were the front page of iTunes.
Do you know, one of the best episodes we ever did was our 400th. And I'm very proud of our 400th episode. Which, it wasn't really like a big episode, but there was so much team effort. Everybody went into it to try and get Steve Conga and everybody that was involved in that episode. It was all over that sent in little clips. And we did that all in the background without you knowing about it. And I even had Cindy involved, and I remember tracking down Cindy. It was fantastic. That was, yeah. And we're now way, and what is it now? 536? 86. Holy shit and fucking balls. How did that happen?
and we're stuck in COVID quarantine and sort of. I don't know what to make of it all.
I mean, for
it's been a weird year.
I remember ages ago when I was podcasting in Wi-Fi on a laptop in the sunroom, and the microphones all collapsed. I think it was one of the very first times I was hosting when Greg wasn't there, and everything, the mic stands all collapsed, and everything fell apart around me, and it was sad. It was terrible. Yes. It was a mess. And then having to whiz to McDonald's to try and get some internet because the internet died. That was good fun.
You know the funny part about that? I was not worried at all. I know Mark was like, "Don't worry, don't worry, it's going to be okay." And he was like, you know, thinking I was going to be freaking out. I'm like, I'm not.
Shit happens.
This show is a village, right? It takes all of us at some point or another to make it all come together.
But even, you know what? You know, even years ago when it was, you know, when CPM and Richard and yourself and Mike, part of my, when you talk about, you're not talking about video games, stuff like that there, but one of my favorite parts of the old OC years and years ago was the outtakes. And I always find myself even getting annoyed when there wasn't outtakes. Because I really loved to listen to the banter and the chat that wasn't the show. And that was always a lovely thing. So I think people love that. I think people, you know what? They're here because of video games, but they're not here because of video games. Yeah, I don't know. Come on, if they're listening to us to get video game news. Jesus, come on.
Fair play. Fair play. Hey, you know what? There were outtakes last week.
Was there? Did I do the show last week? I was on. Mm-hmm. Was I on the show last week?
Oh my yes. Maybe.
Yeah, but who did the audio version of the show last week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Yep.
Did you do it? Did you get cookies?
I know. Nobody gave me any cookies. I didn't ask for cookies.
Did you get a donut?
That's part of being a girl. No, I didn't even get a donut, damn it. I got bacon today.
I love bacon. I love bacon.
Can't go wrong with bacon.
Hey, so
whole house smells like bacon still. I love
so
that.
I'm so chuffed. I have now broken records as far as my weight loss is concerned. I'm so chuffed with that now. So I am now, I lost, where is it now? Since this started. I don't know. I'm now in the, what is it? You used to do pounds. So what is it? 13 stone. 13 times 14 plus 11. What is it? 13 times 4. Why do you just do it in 14s? Isn't it ridiculous? 182 plus 11, which is £193. Does that make any sense to you?
It does.
What are you, yeah. Greg? What roughly would you?
So I'm roughly 210.
Yeah, well, I'm wee small lad now, you know. No. But I'm thoroughly really enjoying my exercise, like, in the, you know, the 50 sit-ups and the 50 press-ups are coming, are becoming, you know, not easy, but easier. And then the ring, I mean, the pulls, I can see little, is it odd to see like sinews in your neck and stuff and like,
no.
Yeah, that sort of muscly thing. You know, doing this thing here is this, you feel it cracking in your shoulders and stuff. Yeah, really good. Yeah, and I look forward to get out there and the cross trainer outside in the morning and a big smile. This morning I was in great form. Actually, I think I tweeted that I was in great form this morning because I did my exercise and I felt fantastic and I felt, yes, the full of the joys of life and the world had given me lemons, but I was making great lemonade and I was loving it. It's good.
See, that's an important, okay, so right there, Robin, and this is going to digress into everything else.
Okay.
But, you know.
Even though my anus was broken, I knew that the rest of our journey would be great success.